Imagine a place where one person finds the car of your dreams and handles the entire process. VIP Motor Cars sales and concierge services tailored exclusively to you, no matter what you drive. VIPMotorCars.net. Because I wanna be a cowboy, baby. With a top leg
and the sunshine shining, cowboy, baby. Miles has been doing good things. He's been working hard for a long time, waiting for his opportunity, and obviously now that he has it, he's doing pretty well.
This is the Michael Irvin Show on 103.3 FM ESPN. I don't know what got into this guy, but hopefully it'll get into the rest of the Cowboys. 10 for 250 against Kansas City 2 weeks ago, 6 for 171
yesterday
as the Cowboys whooped up on the Falcons, 37-21. Joining us now, this man actually took a trip to visit the New York Jets. What they missed and what the Cowboys have joining us.
I thought
now.
About that yesterday.
Wow.
As I watched Miles Austin do his thing, I said the Jets did not understand what they were losing when they let him get back on that airplane. Though we are happy he got back on that airplane because he joins us now. And it has been a while the last couple of weeks. Miles Austin, how are you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing well, Miles, thanks to you.
Yeah, not as good as you.
Thank you.
Let's just be real. We're doing very well, thanks to you. What has these last 2 weeks been like, Miles?
You know, they've been exciting. They've been fun, but they've also been a lot of work. You know, I mean, we've been working really hard as a team, and all the hard work is starting to pay off slowly. We got a long way to go. We're still continuing to work hard. We got a long season left. And we're going to just continue to work hard, and hopefully we can keep getting the dividends of that.
Miles, and we're talking to Miles Austin here on the Mike Irvin Show. Hey, how surprised are you with the output that you are having right now with the Dallas Cowboys?
I guess I would be a little bit surprised, you know, only because I haven't had that type of success before on this level yet. But that being said, I put a lot of hard work into it. So when I start, you know, when good things start happening, you know, I'm almost, I don't want to say I'm used to it, but we're doing it in practice. So it just kind of carries over into the week. So during the game, I'm not very surprised, but I guess I'm surprised if I look back at it, you know, I would be a little bit surprised.
So would you say that your surprise is coming from the amount of opportunities that you get? Not that you're playing the way you're, just the amount of opportunities.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the opportunity. And actually, we as a team excited about the opportunity and the challenges that lay ahead of us. And we're just ready to go. We're fired up and ready to move.
I know you want to direct this towards the team, and certainly the team played great yesterday. But, Miles, this is about you. this interview is about you and these performances. you can't get around it. Let me take you back to college here, because this is going to become a big story nationally if you continue on. And they're going to talk about the fact that you went to what I knew as Monmouth College. Is it still Monmouth College, or is it now a university?
It's a university now, Monmouth University.
All right, I knew it as Monmouth College, and it is a small school. Now, were you like this in college? Is this the type of thing that you did in college? Tell us what you ran, and where did this come from?
My senior year, I had a couple big games. I had a game I caught, like, I think I went like 10 for 235, but I had 4 touchdowns my senior year in the one game. But I mean, I had pretty big games, but you know, it's just good to get the opportunity and to have a guy like Romo and have big guys up front like Andre and Colombo, Leonard, Cozier, and Flo, you know, blocking it up. You know,
were you the same type of player, Miles? Were you a big physical?
No, I got better. I feel like I got better, you know, as I feel like I'm trying to get better every year. But I felt like in college I got better every year, and when I got out up here into the NFL, you know, I was progressing every year. I mean, I'm not where I need to be. I'd like to be, you know, a little bit more ahead, but that's what all the work does, and that's what I'm going to continue to work for.
Miles, let me tell you what I love, and we're talking to Miles Austin here on the Michael Irvin Show. I see it all the time. This game is so played shoulders up, way more than it's played shoulders down. It's not played in the body. It's played in the mind. And what I saw yesterday as I watched you play football was a young man growing into a man child. You know what I'm saying? It was like the confidence that you're playing with. Tell us about the amount of confidence that you are playing football with right now.
I'm feeling slightly confident. I mean, I feel confident. I've always been a pretty confident guy, but you know, I just feel like it's really just execution. You know, we're going in, we're running the plays that are called. Everyone's blocking it up right. Only thing I have to do really is do my job. That's what coach always preaches, is everyone just do your job. And that's basically what I'm trying to do. I don't try to do any more than my job. I just try to do my job for the play, and that's what everyone's really focusing on. And if really everyone does their job, granted, I might get some of the credit only because, you know, I'm the one who scores the touchdown, but there's 10 other guys. There's guys on the defense that are helping us. There's guys on special teams. There's the scout team guys that are really, it's really a collective group. I'm just doing my job in the group, and these last 2 weeks I just happen to get, you know, some of the credit for it. But really it's everybody as a whole.
Miles Austin here on the Mike Orvin Show. Miles, you got them going yesterday. First quarter, kind of slow. They make that throw to you going across the field. The whole team seemed like they got a different perspective after that play that you made. What is it? How much pressure is it on you to feel, you feeling like I have to be a leader, make plays early, or do you feel that way at all?
I feel like the plays are going to come. I don't really go in saying, oh, I need to score a big touchdown. Well, I mean, I go in, I'm trying to score a touchdown. Don't get me wrong. Every time I get a chance, I'm going to try to score a touchdown. But I just kind of go in, like I said, and I just do my job. You know, whatever the play's called, once I get it in my hands, I'm gonna try to make the best out of it. But, I mean, only thing I can say is the defenses are holding them, and we're executing. And as long as we're going to be a pretty good team and a tough team to stop.
Miles Austin on the Michael Irvin Show. Miles, the sequence of events yesterday was a little odd. Everybody thinking, coming in, I want to see Miles Austin. I want to see Miles Austin 10 for 250 versus Kansas City. And I was taking notes. I was watching the game and taking notes. I got to 11 minutes of the second quarter, and I wrote, where's Miles Austin? Nothing. I never did even hear your name. Now, they tried to get the ball to Roy early in that game. We're not connecting too well. Was the game plan to go to Roy Williams early, or is that even in the game plan, and why weren't you part of that offense until you made the big catch?
Were you being double teamed?
No, I don't think it was like an emphasis that we were like, hey, we kind of came in with the game plan. You know, we always kind of script out a little game plan of what we think we're going to do early, and depending on how the game goes right after that, we'll either can stick with it or kind of deviate from it.
What was that game plan? Miles, I don't mean to interrupt you, but what was that game plan early, the scripted part?
We're throwing a ball. The first play of the game, it was only a one receiver set, and I was out there. But we were supposed to throw the ball, and we started off kind of slow. We were running it. We try to mix it up early. That's what we try to do against them, like between running it, throwing it, play action. We had a couple plays dialed up early, but they just didn't connect. But we kind of got into the swing of things in the middle of the second quarter, and we finished up strong.
Miles, you said something there. We're talking to Miles Austin on the Michael Irvin Show. You said you started to play one play. It was one receiver set, and you were the guy on the field. Now, when I played Miles and there was a one receiver set, buddy, you know who was on the field? I don't rather I played X, Z, A, B, or C, it was going to be me on that field. So that says, first of all, what they're thinking of you from a coaching standpoint. But I also want to ask you about, you played the Z receiver yesterday.
The Z, yep.
You played Z. There was a lot in the press that people have written saying that you can't perform from the Z position. Have you heard about this? And what do you think when you hear that he can't play the Z? He's really an X receiver.
No, I haven't heard that. But I don't think there's a difference. Besides for the most part being on the ball or being off the ball. Sometimes we have mirrored routes. But I feel like all the X's can run all the Z routes, and all the Z's can run all the X's routes anyway, you know? So we got a really, really a diverse group of guys, but we got guys that can run all the same type of routes. Like Roy can run, you know, C
Deathland. Roy can run Sage. Roy can run Harvey. So can Pat. So can Sam. So can I. So can Kevin. And I feel like although we're positioned as X and Z, we can run all the routes. So it's good to have a group of guys that can run all the routes.
What was said to Miles was that Miles is an X receiver because the Z receiver has to go inside to make plays. Now, of course, I refuted all of that when they came up with it. And certainly you're the up top guy with speed, but yeah. I've seen you go across the middle. Does it bother you, or do you worry about people saying that Miles won't go across the middle?
Oh, no. I have no problem going across the middle. So, I mean, anything that anyone has to say about that, you know, I'm not even really focused about it because I'm already ready to do it, you know. So, I mean, the only thing I do, I just go in and whatever route they have me running, I'm going to run it to the best of my ability and try to make a play.
What is your actual weight, and what did you run the 40 at?
Right now I'm probably about 212, but when I was at the combine, I think I was right around 220. I ran it in 4.4.
4.4, okay.
Miles, I don't know. Some people just aren't good at running them, you know. I mean, I think I might be a little bit faster now than I was then, but, you know, I haven't ran a 40 since then, so yeah. I got to stick with the 4.4.
Well, we've seen you run 40s. They were on the football field with footballs in your hands, head to the end zone. You keep sprinting those 40s. Let that clock be for Usain Bolt. Get in the touchdown.
I take the field.
Yeah, you take the field. Let Usain Bolt handle the clock, Miles. Hey, congratulations, man. We're so happy for you, and no one deserves it better.
Thank you more than you, man.
Keep working.
Thank you very much. That's all I'm going to do. Appreciate all that.
Right. I'll be over there with a camera to sit down with you soon, too.
Miles Austin, two great games in a row, 10 for 250, 6 for 171, the last two games for the Dallas Cowboys. Wade's press conference and the hot list up next on the Michael Irvin Show.
Okay.